clenched in her fingers. "Oh, she looks like a little doll," gasped Lexi. Mirabelle turned her face away and buried it in Mrs. McCullough's sweater. "This is the first big party we've had since she came to us," Mrs. McCullough said, running a hand over the girl's dark head. "She's not used to having so many people around, are you, Mimi?" She kissed the baby's palm. "But we couldn't let her first birthday go by without a celebration."
"How can you know it's her birthday?" Izzy asked. "If she was abandoned and all."
"She wasn't abandoned, Izzy," Mrs. Richardson said. "She was left at a fire station where someone would find her safely. It's a very different thing. It's brought her to this very good home."
"But you don't know her real birthday then, do you?" Izzy said. "Did you just pick some random day?"
Mrs. McCullough adjusted the baby in her arms. "The social workers estimated she was 2 months old when she came to us, give or take a couple of weeks. That was January 30th, so we decided we'd celebrate November 30th as her birthday." She gave Izzy a tight smile. "We think we're very lucky to be able to give her a birthday. It's the same as Winston Churchill's and Mark Twain's."